turn with me to 2 Peter, the first chapter, this morning for a couple of verses. I quote this quite often and think of it quite often. We've always done that singing that song, and we'd call it going to church. We did. We went to church. We didn't have a daycare center or nothing, and you better sit up there and be quiet and take it in. And I'm amazed to this day some of the things that comes back to memory from those days sitting and listening to our old preacher preach.
Amen.
So it brings home memories when I think about it. They talk about the little church, and it does. We had a good time there, and we had a lot of gospel preached there. Some of it wasn't so good, and some of it was really good. But we learned a whole lot. I guarantee we may have forgot a lot of it too, but we learned a whole lot. And a lot of things today that are said, it goes back to those days. And I think the awfulest thing is have a daycare center and put the little kids in. Lord, though, he didn't tell them that.
Right.
Then go get the lame and the sick and the old and the little ones and all of them. Bring them in. Preach the gospel.
He knows that still sucks the breath.
Right. So we don't need a daycare center. In the first 19, it said we have a more sure word of prophecy. Whereunto? Verse 19 in 2 Peter 1. Whereunto this prophecy, you do well that you take heed as unto the light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star rise in your hearts. Certainly, I think he's talking about two things here. One is the last days that we'd call them, and the last days in your heart. Mm-hmm. It must start in the heart, looking for the end of our salvation.
Amen. Right.
Knowing this first, that no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation. I think this is the most important scripture here. It's not just John 3:16.
Yeah.
If you look at the whole work, as a whole, then you're going to miss it.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to see the truth all the way back from all the Old Testament writings all the way up through all of the New Testament writings, and they all agree.
Hey.
Yes.
This is where people have a problem with Scripture. They want to put them at odds with each other.
Right.
But they all agree. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but by holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. And this is a good part of it. When they were moved, they spoke. If we see, it's by the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
As they spoke. By the Holy Ghost. If it doesn't open it up to you, there's no way that you can find out God.
Amen.
Outside of the power of the Holy Ghost.
Right.
First Peter, the first chapter. I guess verse 2, he was speaking to the strangers. He's city left, he said, hold my pool this there.
Yeah.
He doesn't go any further. This is who it's written to. That's who this whole word is written to. Some people think it's a missionary journey, but no, it's written to the people of God that it might instruct them in how they ought to act in the church of God. They left according to the foreknowledge of God, the Father. Then he said so to the God Ethers, the Father of everything. He is the Creator.
Amen.
Yeah.
Nothing above him. He said, through sanctification of the Spirit. That's what we're just talking about. Yeah. The Spirit. The Spirit's doing the work.
Amen.
It's setting aside or calling out a people, the elect, setting them aside that they might worship. That's their whole duty.
Amen.
There's not a whole lot to it.
Right.
Except worship.
Yeah.
But it comes by sanctification of the Spirit. And then he doesn't stop there. He said, unto. What is the result of the work of the Holy Spirit upon his people, the elect? Some people talk about being saved. Well, that's a good statement. That's what they're being, is saved. Sanctification is a process.
Amen.
It starts with regeneration.
Amen.
We're being regenerated.
Yes.
Justified.
Unto obedience. That's the main point there. We have a perfect example. The Lord Jesus Christ came to do the will of the Father. Mm-hmm. Nothing more. But nothing less either.
Right.
Don't add anything to it and don't take anything away from it for sure. Mm-hmm. It's complete in him. Unto obedience and the sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. Well, we must stop there a minute for the cleansing. The blood is a cleansing power. It come cleanse a man of his sin. It is another amazing thing. People say, well, they can go out here anywhere in nature and they can see God. That's not so. He's in the blood of Christ. Not in the nature. Certainly he created all things. Then we look out there and we see the results of his creation and his power.
Amen.
But we don't see God. But the blood of Christ, the blood of Jesus, cleanses our conscience from our sin.
Right.
Therefore, being justified by faith, we are at peace with God. How is that? Being cleansed from our sin. It sets us free. Then to do what? Worship God.
Amen.
Right.
And man outside of having that freedom cannot worship God.
Amen.
In the back of his mind, always he's a debtor. And he must do something to try to appease God. It just innate in him. He can't help it.
Goes all the way back to Adam.
Right.
Runs the fig leaves. But...
Right. That's the first thing he does. When they heard the Lord sit in the cool of the evening, just a nice, pleasant place, but
yeah.
They got busy then, didn't they? Hide yourself. He said, according to his abundant mercy. It's all about mercy, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
What we've read so far sets man completely out of the picture. All of it was by God and by the Holy Ghost and on,
yeah,
because of his mercy. He said, hath he begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. But it also speaks here about the resurrection of man. To a lively hope. I call it the first resurrection.
Right.
We see that in here in Jesus Christ. We also see the first resurrection of man himself.
Yeah.
Raised up. That he might, what? Worship God. New creature. New creation. By the resurrection of Jesus Christ. What was our hope until then?
Mm.
We live in a glorious day when we have a more sure word of prophecy.
Amen.
Not like it was in the Old Testament with types and shadows.
Right.
You know that veil is still upon most people's hearts.
Mm-hmm.
The shadows.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's in the shadows. And by just selecting a few little verses out of Scripture, they have made the shadows darker.
Mm-hmm.
Because they can't connect them. It won't come together for them. Mm. It's as dark as it was in the dark days when it was just types and shadows.
Yeah.
He's begotten us again. New creatures.
Right.
Resurrection.
Hmm.
To a lively hope. From the dead. We live in a dead world.
Amen.
Yeah.
Death all about us. Said, who are kept by the power of God. Through faith. Through faith. That's another word that's so wildly used today, you can't hardly recognize it.
Right.
What they speak of today is not faith. It's absolutely everything but that. Unto salvation and ready to be revealed in the last time, and I say it has been, in a way, ever since the coming of Jesus Christ, it's been revealed.
Yeah.
This is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased. Revealed in the last time. We live in the last time. We're in the last days.
Amen.
We're probably pretty close to the last of the last.
Amen.
I would say we're closer today than we were yesterday, for sure.
Amen.
So we are in that time, being revealed in the last time, and the Holy Ghost is speaking, I think, more powerful than ever before. Not in numbers and all that sort of stuff, but in knowledge.
Right.
Knowledge. And that knowledge is the knowledge of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Not the knowledge of the world. Wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, you're in heaviness through manifold temptation. Well, that's certainly true.
Yeah.
We live in a world full of it. And it brings trial after trial of your faith.
Yeah.
Lord, give us thorns and thistles. And they keep coming up every day, not just them that grow in the ground.
Amen.
But they're everywhere. Everywhere I turn nowadays seem like there's another thorn.
Amen.
It's going to stick you. And aggravate you.
Yep.
Wherein you greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, you're in heaviness through manifold temptations at the trial of your faith. Some people say, well, if you accept the Lord as your Savior, then you go on, you don't ever doubt that anymore.
Right.
And I say you must. You must. If you don't keep, if it doesn't try you and you don't try it,
yeah,
you don't have it.
Amen.
That trial of your faith being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it be tried with fire, is even better than that, unto the praise and the honor and the glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen, you love. That's where we started with a while ago.
Yeah.
In whom, though now you see him not, yet believing, you rejoice with joy unspeakable,
yeah,
and full of glory, receiving. It is received. The end of your faith, the trying of it. It will assure it to you. Receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your soul, of which salvation the prophets have inquired and searched diligently, who prophesied the grace that should come unto you. What grace? What grace? The Lord come and brought to his people.
Yeah.
And this book is written unto his people that it might give them assurance that that salvation. How else are you going to try it?
Right.
How are you going to try your faith outside the word of God?
Right.
It must be looked into. Now I think as we look into the perfect law of God, it surely will give growth in grace.
Yeah.
That's what we always must try ourselves by.
Amen.
Is the perfect law of liberty.
Yeah.
What's going to liberate you?
The truth.
Grace. That came by Jesus Christ. And the assurance is in him that he come.
Amen.
And he's raised from the dead.
Amen.
And he's always preaching, didn't he? Like Paul was talking about earlier, he's speaking to us today.
Amen.
in the book of Malachi. In the 4th chapter, verse 2, he said, "I put unto you that fear my name, shall a son of righteousness arise." Talking about seeing the light. We live in that day, by the way, that he's talking, speaking of. And what's he going to rise to with healing in his wings? "And you shall go forth and grow up as calves of the stubble, and you shall tread down the wicked, for they shall be ashes under the soles of your feet in the day that I shall do this."
Yeah.
"That I shall do this." You can underscore that now. Not going to be some advantage. It's going to be the Lord. He might send one, but it's going to be him, the preaching of the Holy Ghost, saith the Lord of hosts.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, "Remember ye the law of Moses, my servant, which I commanded unto him in Horeb for all Israel, with the statutes and the judgments, and all Israel shall be saved."
Amen.
"When the light comes upon them." It's a mystery, isn't it? But we know a mystery.
Amen.
We have a gospel.
Amen.
It has been delivered to us. So we're more blessed people than most. We live in a good day when we have a more sure word of prophecy.
Amen.
That we might have understanding.
Amen.
That would try our faith and increase it in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ.
That's life eternal.
Yes.
That's true religion.
Yeah, and what's interesting is I used to think that Israel was just the people of Israel. And then one day I found out we are Israel, is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
It's the people of God from the Old Testament. It's those that know the Lord. They are the Israel of God.
He speaks of it as being the city and also the people. So it's the city of God.
Amen.
I guess what really helped me was the second chapter of Romans at the end. It really... You're not an Israelite because of circumcision. It's because you have a new heart.
Mm-hmm.
And that helped tremendously.
Lots of things that are mysteries, but there are a lot of things that are not mysteries.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
amen.
At one time, they were all everything about God was a mystery to me, to you.
Right, amen.
But when he called us out of darkness into light, mm-hmm. light does what?
It makes the darkness leave.
Yeah, makes manifest.
Yeah.
Light makes manifest. So when he called us out of darkness into light, I mean, a lot of those mysteries weren't mysteries to us anymore.
Amen.
But isn't it still amazing that he taught, Jesus taught in parables.
Yeah, so that they did not hear.
So that those Jews.
Right.
Not hear. Hearing. You may not hear, and see, you may not see. When you talk about mystery, now that's it, isn't
Amen.
It? But
It's kind of like the mysteries.
How thankful? What?
It's kind of like the mysteries that have been going on in this household since we started moving stuff around. We cannot find this.
That's no mystery, it's just misplaced.
Right.
Yeah, but you know what's good is when you find it. I found a cat this morning that I thought was completely, what in the world could happen to it? Well, it was right there. Right there. It didn't go over in the corner and under the bed and everything.
Yeah, that was strange.
Anyway, we ought to be tremendously thankful and also humble that God has elected us.
Yes, amen. Absolutely.
You've not chosen me.
And we were those too.
But I have chosen you.
And he's going to allow us to participate in his attributes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We won't be God.
No.
But I mean, that's an amazing thing that he is sharing the essence of himself. Well, I don't know if I can say that word, but he's sharing himself with his people.
We are his body.
Yes.
Isn't that amazing?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You just can't help but, you know, just marvel and think about it as you think about these things.
Exactly. And a $3 million home doesn't come close.
No. I don't really know what I'd even do in the morning.
Sell it.
I know what you do. You work yourself to death trying to take care of the crazy thing. But
yeah,
well, I guess you had a $3 million house, you could hire somebody else to worry about that.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway.
But you could have a big house and not find one another.
We have a house.
Amen.
Not made with hands.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that's what we're going to right now.